Uh huh.
Hi, Marie.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Marie. Thank you for holding. My name is Jessie. I am the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How's your day going?
Oh, it's going good. How about yours?
It's great. Thank you for asking. I really do appreciate that. You know, it's Monday, just starting, so we'll see how the rest of the week goes. So far, it's been crazy busy today. So, you know, but you know what? I always say it's better to be busy than bored, right?
Absolutely.
So, Marie, I know you were speaking with my mapping coordinator, Doug, and did he do a good job of kind of explaining the basics and what this is about?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And so was there any questions you had, though, before I get into the price about the program, what's going on, where you'll be listed? Okay, I mean, if you have any questions at all, I can definitely answer them. Are you sure? You sounded like you might have had a question.
I did. It's just about the categories. I just want to see what the price is and what it entails, what areas, and, you know.
Okay. The categories, you mean, like, for the services you provide?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So, yeah, definitely.
Like how many categories can you have, and then how much is it?
Okay, well, so the keywords or services that we would list you for, the amount that you can have really is dependent on how aggressive you want to be with your marketing. So, you know, but just so you know, Marie, the major benefit in the position is it did just become available within our company, so it would be something that we would be filling. So once we start working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll close it out. We won't be able to work with anyone else in your territory that does what you do, okay? So I'm a person that likes options. It sounds like maybe you are too. Maybe I'm off, but I think you probably like options, right?
Well, it's just that I do quite a few things. That's why.
Okay. So we have three different packages. Now, are you driving or something like that? It sounds like maybe you're...
I am.
Okay.
I'm on my way home from work. I'll be home shortly.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and send you, you know, obviously I don't want you to get in a car accident or anything. So I'm just letting you know I'm sending you a text message. It has our pricing page and website. Okay.
What telephone number are you texting it to? Is it a 708 or a 773?
708.
Huh? Okay, that's not a text.
Oh, you don't receive text messages on that? Okay.
My business line is forwarded to my cell phone, and currently I don't, if I had the app open, it would take text messages. I don't really use it that often, but, I can give you a different number. I'm going to still get it. My business line is just forwarded to my cell phone. My cell phone is 773.
Say that one more time. It's 7 what?
773.
Uh-huh.
441.
Uh-huh.
5373.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'll go ahead and send this right now. So this is just our pricing page and website. Now, what you're going to see on here, Marie, is, you know, basically just a little bit of information about us, that we've been in business for 17 years. You know, we do have a 4.9 satisfaction rate with our customers, that we are Google Premier Partners, which is the highest partner levelship you can get on the industry. At the bottom of the page, you're going to see our pricing packages. Now, we have three of them. Now, because you were asking about kind of locations and keywords and all of that, I just want to kind of explain them all to you. So The bottom one is going to be our pro package. What that is going to include, that's going to be your Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position there on the map section of Google for up to 15 keyword phrases within a 15-mile radius. That is going to be for,
you said within a 15-mile radius?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did you say 15?
15,
oh,
yeah.
That I already know. You don't even have to tell me what that is. That's not for me.
Okay. Well, depending on the area and location, it's just because you're in such a big area, it would be generally about 15 to 20 miles. But it really, you know, Chicago is huge. So it most likely would be for about a 15-mile radius for that particular area for Chicago.
That's not acceptable to me. 15 miles is just not.
Okay. Well, that I'm just explaining, you know, because that would be for your local map section, right? So for that local map section, we would make it within that 15-mile radius that if somebody is searching for your services, they're always going to be able to find you there on that first page, right? So kind of, Marie, when you understand how online marketing works, it's not necessarily that more is better. It's that specific is better, right? Having those specific locations. Because, you know, if somebody is looking for your services, right, they're going to Google to do that. They search. Let's just say, I have you listed here for asbestos, right? You do that?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just say they search for a contractor. Let's just say a contractor. And they find somebody that is 5 miles away, or they look like 50 miles away. Who do you think they're most likely going to call? Right? Because there's probably going to be 20, 30 people within a 5 mile radius that they're going to be calling. They're not going to be calling the person that's 50 miles away. Does that kind of make sense?
Not necessarily. Because here's the thing, the majority of the asbestos cases that's in the homes are in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's
right.
Why I said the little 15-mile radius, I don't know where you're at, but the little 15-mile radius is nothing.
Yeah.
From my house, from where I live to 87th Street, that's 10 miles. An additional 5 miles, that's nothing.
Right. Okay, so just to kind of clarify, that doesn't mean that you won't be found online. Like, you will still be found online. It just means that when somebody searches for your services within that mile radius, you will pop up there on that first page. So,
okay.
So that's kind of more generally what it means. But just, this is what would be included in the package. So this is just the bottom basic package, okay? So that one, also, we do submit your company with up to 60 directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We do get you with a front page placement of Bing. And then also exposure that covers mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. Now, our Platinum package is going to be all of that, but the only difference is we're going to get you with Facebook ads, which would be up to a 50-mile radius, okay? So that is a great way to saturate a larger area of places, to get your brand awareness and make it so that people can find you just looking through their news feed. So it's called retargeting. So if anybody looks for any of the services that you provide and then they go to their Facebook, you'll be an ad that will be popping up there in their news feed, okay? And then also there's the Platinum Pro, the Premium Platinum package, which is our highest rated package. That is everything I discussed, except for the only difference is instead of Facebook ads, we're going to do Google ads. Now, Google ads targets up to a 50-mile radius as well. And then, that puts you at the very top of Google, So you'll be above the map section there at that spotlight position. You'll also still be in the map section, but it will put you above that as well. Okay, yeah. So the prices for those packages, the pro package is going to be $199, the platinum package is $299, and then the premier platinum package is going to be $449, okay? So it really is just dependent on how aggressive, again, you want to be with your marketing.
The $449 for what, a year? I mean, what is it? You know.
No, so these are all flat fixed monthly rates. They are never going to go up on you.
No. Uh-huh. I'm already with freaking somebody I'm not happy with. You know, I'm already with Andrew Zell. I'm not going to pay $500 a month, you know. Not without you showing me that you have a proven system and that I can just, God, I'm just not going to do it. I'm already paying more than I should, you know, and it's a waste of time, and I'm about to cancel them. That's why when he called, you know, then I was like, okay, I'll, you know, see what he had to say, but I'm not going to pay $500 a month and be limited to a 50-mile radius, you know.
Right.
I don't know how it's going to be beneficial to me, you know, especially because the industry I'm in. You're saying the Google ads, I don't really care about Facebook. I don't use Facebook. You know, that's my market, and my stuff is kind of different. You know, uh-huh. I'm a hazardous materials contractor. You see, so you go, they're not going to go on Facebook looking for a hazardous materials contractor. You see what I'm saying? They're going to go to Illinois Department of Public Health, you know, or something like that, depending mm-hmm. on what type of hazards they have.
Right.
See, so it has to be something that's way better than what you just told me, you know, because
okay.
I wouldn't pay $500 for that just based upon what you said, and I haven't even looked at it. Right now, I'm paying like $650 a month, and I'm getting ready to get rid of them, you know, because
right.
I'm just not satisfied with the service.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, Marie, here, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. So, I mean, all I can do is be completely transparent with you about the services that we provide and, you know, how that's going to work with your company, right? You know, I'm not going to sit here and make empty promises and tell you a bunch of things that aren't real, you know, just to get your business. That's just not how I work. So, you know,
I appreciate it because I keep it, you know, I keep it honest, you know. What did you text me from?
I texted you from a 714 number.
Okay. All right. Let me check this out. Let's see what they have.
Yeah, but just so you know, as you're looking at our website, the prices on our website are actually higher than the ones I quoted you. Just because you've been in business for as long as you've been in business, it does qualify you for a legacy rate. So it discounts the prices over 60% on all of the prices of on our website, just so you know. So
I'm saying that this doesn't seem, I mean, it's... I don't understand what you're offering. You know, you get a Google business profile. Okay, yeah, let's do this. Give me one of your customers. How about that? Tell me a customer that you have, so I can search and see. Cause see, none of this. What I don't know what SEO content creation is.
Mm-hmm.
Popular directory submission.
Yeah, SEO content creation is search engine optimization. So, you know, basically it makes it so that if anybody is searching for the services that you provide, we're making sure that you pop up there on that first page, you know, because it's just 90% of searches are starting and stopping with the companies there on that first page. So nobody is going to the, you know, second and third page of Google, even though it's helpful to have a Google business profile. If somebody already knows the name of your business, it's not helpful if they're looking for your services without knowing the name of your business. Does that kind of make sense?
Well, yeah, I guess.
So let's just see right now, okay? I'll just put in just for Chicago, okay? So the people I see coming up first for a best of testing are Northern Environmental, ADX, Mold Inspections, EGSL, ANG, Environmental, Stat Analysis, Indoor Science. I mean, do you know any of these people?
I do.
Okay, so these are all the people that are popping up right now. They're on that first page. Okay? So, but that's just for one keyword, right? I mean, you have construction in your name, so I'm sure that you provide more services than that, right?
Yes.
Okay, what is another, like, bread and butter for you?
I do lead abatement, but see, I'm looking for one specific thing, okay? I'm looking for asbestos work, okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for.
Well, then, for at least that, those are the people that are coming up there. So, we have, if you just search just asbestos, then it actually gives you a wider range of people. The people coming up for that would be Illinois Asbestos Removal, American Solution, Chicago Environmental, Angie again, ADX, AEI. A lot of these places have, a lot of three-letter A acronym names. EGSL,
yeah.
Environmental, BB Construction, Industrial, Public Health and Safety. Those are the people coming up for just that keyword asbestos. There's 8 pages, okay, if you're just searching for that keyword, right, in Chicago.
Yeah.
So, with 8 pages, the people that are getting called the most are going to be those people there on that first page. Nobody is going to be going to the second, third page, even though there are people on the third page that have a lot more reviews than the people on the first page. Like, there's EPS that has 773 reviews, right? And then they're on the third page, right? And then there's, somebody on the first page that doesn't even have any reviews, right? Because people are doing, probably working with somebody or working on their own to, like, get their company there on that first page of Google, right? So those are the people that are benefiting right now.
No, they're advertising with Google. That's what they're doing. They're just advertising. They're paying per lead, and they pay per click, That's what they're doing. BB Construction, AMG Environmental, AMB Environmental, GSG, I know them all. That's what they're doing.
Well, if they were paying per click, then they would have they would have little ADs next to their listings, which I don't see with them. So,
ADs?
Yeah, it says it's ad. So when you pay per click, it says ad next to the listing. So the people that I see coming up for the ads are going to be certified asbestos inspections, asbestos testing lab, and asbestos testing. So those are the 3 people coming up right now for the ad section of Google. And those are the pay-per-clicks. That's why we have that. So that 449 package I was talking about is those would be the pay-per-clicks, the Google ads. But we actually manage that campaign. So the amount above the $199 is going directly into your ad spend for the month.
Huh.
Does that kind of make sense?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm looking at this, the call conversion track and lead generation. I'm saying, I don't know.
Okay.
Know.
I mean, well, is there any? Definitely, Marie.
I'm doing this thing right now with Angie's ads, which is absolutely useless and a waste of money, which I'm about to cancel. okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you know, and then the stuff, I guess I will have to see it because I'm not feeling yours either. It's, with the way that it's, you know, I don't care about dings or the client support, the review monitoring, the, you know, some of this is just, you know, it just doesn't seem like that I'm going to be able to get stuff. I don't know how those other contractors that you were telling, Google, the way it works when they're advertising, when I'm telling you they pay per click, if you go on there, they're going to fall in a certain way, okay? And then you go out and you go back again and you do another search, then they're going to, they keep rotating them. That's what they're mm-hmm. doing. They're like on rotation or something. That's the way it works. Because right. I know about 7 or 8 of them contractors that's what they do. And it's pay per click, mm-hmm. you know, and... you know, I was trying to do something, but I'm saying this is almost like being put, your stuff is almost like being put in the yellow pages.
Well, no, so it would rotate, you know, definitely that, the yellow pages is kind of like a locked in thing that never changes. So it would still rotate, all right? Because if you're putting in, you know, let's just say $300 a month into your Google ads, right, that we manage. That's how we're able to manage it. So we make it so those ads last 7 days a week, you know, for that 30-day period, and then we market those ads towards your peak business hours of the day with both computer and mobile devices. So it's kind of useless if you have ads that are running 24/7. Not only is that going to get to be super expensive, like, you know, in the thousands, but, you know, then it just, nobody's looking for bestest, you know, services at 2 a.m., right? So, you know, why have that ad up there at that time if nobody is looking for it at that time? And even if you had people clicking on it, you know, you're going to get most of your business from certain periods of the day. So that's why we put that ad up there and market towards your peak business hours of the day. And then once that time falls off, then that ad wouldn't be there. But then it would go up the next day. And so that's how we're able to manage it 7 days a week with only $300. Because, I mean, $300 towards ads is really not that much. I mean, you know, clicks typically, depending on industry and area, cost between $2 and $10. So that's every single click costs $2 to $10. So we manage that for that 30-day period. Does that make more sense?
I'm trying to even make sense of if this is going to make sense. Period. Really, to be honest, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Does it make sense at all? You know, with the ads, you know, it can't be something that's just really simple.
I mean, you know,
it just can't be something that's really simple, you know.
It's well, like, what do you mean? Like,
I don't know. You know, maybe I just got this bad stuff because I'm still bent out of shape about Angie's ad, you know, and wondering should I even do it, you know, because I didn't already throw money away, and I'm not going to throw any more money away. And and how long is this? What do you pay per month or something?
Yes, so it's month to month. You're not in a contract. You know, if at any time you decide you want to go from us, then you would just need to let us know 3 days before your next billing is due. There's no cancellation fees, nothing like that. I mean, Marie, we actually want to earn your business month to month. And prove to you that this is something that's going to be beneficial for your company. So, you know, that's kind of the major difference. I mean, you know, I'll just be completely upfront with you. I don't really like to talk badly about other people. It's really just not my style. But if you look up Home Advisor and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, you know, you'll be able to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You're not talking bad that it's not out there, because it is. HomeAdvisor rips people off. You know, I've had bad experiences with HomeAdvisor, so I know exactly what you're talking about. They're slick. Yeah, you know, so it's not talking bad. It's the truth. It's a difference if you slander people. That's the truth. You're speaking the truth. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, and so you know that Angie's List owns HomeAdvisor, right? So, I mean, they're
you
just
know,
kind of...
First, go ahead.
Well, they're just kind of one and the same, right? You know, that's the problem is the under promise or over promising and under delivering, right? So that's, you know, why they put you in contracts and, you know, why they make you do this yearly subscription and, you know, I mean, anything that...
I told them I would try it for 3 months and then I will cancel.
Okay.
And I'm at my second month, and then they said, see, you know, it's I have no words for people that like to rip people off.
Yeah, me neither.
I told them I would try it. They claimed that Angie's List was Angie's ad, and HomeAdvisor closed, and then they, the HomeAdvisor does the leads for, like where they sell the leads, $30 or whatever, you know, per lead or whatever. Like that, where HomeAdvisor took over. Angie's List. And see, so like I didn't want that. I wanted like Angie's ads, right? You know, the different part, which was different, but I'm not satisfied with it. And then, you know, I get a lot of fake leads, you know, and it's like if I complain, then now that's when they start sending me, you know, all of a sudden I'm getting a lead here or a lead there. You know, I don't care. If as soon as the leads pop up and I call, right, then they're not answering the phone. And I'm very leery of people that have Google numbers, especially, you know, they had people trying to get me to come out. Oh, well, I'm going to hire you, but here, let me give you an extra $200 and buy my son an Xbox and, you know, all this whole crazy you know, and I'm
what?
Like, what the heck did I get myself into? I'm telling you. And, you know, it's frustrating.
What? Seriously? Somebody said that to you? Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, and I'm like, and he tried, like, about 3 or 4 different, up under different names, and then they're counting this as, like, a lead. That's not a lead.
No.
You know.
Absolutely not.
I mean,
crazy.
They're just doing... I mean, it is. So, you know, I guess what I have to do is just take a chill pill and just relax and take this in on a different perspective. You know, give it a different, you know, kind of wash that bad Angie's ads out of my, you know, just wash that out of my mind, you know. I'm just saying, I'm frustrated, you know.
Yeah, I would be too. I mean, if I was getting phone calls like that and I owned a business, I would be super frustrated. I mean, it sounds like drug addicts are calling you. Like, that's what, you know, those are like phone calls that a drug addict would make.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was saying, you know. But it's like, then if I complain, you know, if I complain about something, then all of a sudden now, you know, I'll get 2 or 3 in a row, 2 or 3 people. And then, like, if I call right away, it just went up, then it's a Google phone number or the person is not answering. They're putting pressure on these people. Like, okay, say, for example, I had a tree in my yard, right?
Uh-huh.
That, like, last year, and it was like going toward the winter time, right? We were in the winter time. Maybe it was November. So the guy, make a long story short, I had requested that from off, I guess it was like Angie's List. No, it was HomeAdvisor. Okay. You know, to get to do tree removal. So the guy come out and he gave me a price. Now we're in the winter time, so you're not going to be able to do this in the winter time, right? So, or that was, maybe it was like the, about October. Okay, so I'm like, okay, well, I'll just do it in the summer, which would be this summer, right? So home advisor called me up, did you get your tree done? I said, no. You know, and then they wanted to put it back out there. Now we're in the wintertime, and I'm saying no because a proposal is only good for like 30 days, right? It's only good for 30 days. So, you know, well, we, and the guy just kept trying to put pressure on me so I could say, yeah, and take these people calls, and then they're going to just get paid for it. And these people absolutely have no freaking chance of getting to work because the work couldn't be done in the summer, until the summer, you know, until it was nice outside like now. You see
right.
what I'm saying? It couldn't have been done in the winter. Who's going to be 35, 40 feet in the air up in the tree trying to cut a whole tree down with ice and everything on the ground? So, see... And I told him, you know, I didn't really appreciate it. And I let him know that I was a contractor. And you ripping people off because, you know, good and well, they're going to pay. There's no way that this lead can even materialize until, like, during the summer. You see what
right.
I'm saying? So why take people money? You
right.
know, but, that, yeah, you know, so that's why I was just, you know, so, you know, it just leaves a sour taste in my mouth. And no, I'm not going to keep them for a year. I told them I'd try 3 months. I ain't got 3 months to wait. I'd have waited two. So that's
well,
why I'm looking
I mean,
for something else.
I, you know, I just, I ultimately, I would say that online, you're really not going to get anything better than Google. I mean, really, that's just. When it comes down to it, I mean, if you can think of another online thing that beats Google, then, you know, I'm all ears. But, I mean, for as long as I've been working here, I just really haven't seen any company be more successful than with Google itself. You know, because it's
well,
just...
I've seen some people have some success with Google, and I've actually seen, believe it or not, I've seen some people have success with HomeAdvisor on... doing this asbestos abatement. Now, that I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I'm not
I
saying that HomeAdvisor and Anthony's can't be profitable. I mean, I, you know, it's not as often that I hear them, you know, somebody that I talk to that, you know, has had a good success with them. You know, that's not what
right.
I'm saying. I'm just saying that really the bottom line
right.
is Google is what people are going to even wind up on Angie's List. So, I mean, really, it's, you know, they're going to
okay.
Google, searching for those services, then, you know, skipping past the ad section, the map section, and then they're going to see something like the top 25 construction or contractors or asbestos people in their area, and that's going to be for HomeAdvisor and Angie's List. So, you know, and this is just the general person, you know, I mean – of course, if it's somebody that you said you worked with the Department of Public Health, of course that's going to be a little bit different. I'm sure that those are more people that own like apartment complexes. I'm sure that they would be going more through the Department of Public Health, right?
No, yeah, no. Here's the thing. They're going to go through the Department of Public Health. A lot of it is not by choice. They pop into your life. If you get a kid that's poisoned by lead-based paint, they're going to find their way into the person's life and make them correct that violation.
Okay.
That's how it works. So, and then as far as asbestos, you know, asbestos, the city, again, the city is now coming out with programs where they will pay to have the asbestos removed out of homeowners' homes. Okay, so,
right.
you know, they do. If it would be more logical for them to go looking at the Department of Public Health as opposed to looking online for somebody, you know, if it hasn't been tested. You know,
mm-hmm.
and be determined or has it yet. So it makes more sense to go there because these inspectors for the Illinois Department of Public Health, Cook County, Chicago, all these suburbs, they monitor all this stuff, all these different hazards, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what they do. You know, that's where okay. it start off. But, yeah. So, but let me tell you like this, okay? I don't know what your Google business profile. I know I'm not going to do $1,000 a month. You know.
Well, no, it would be $449. So that, yeah, like I was saying, the prices on our website.
I'm not even sure I want to do that.
Are a little bit higher.
That's
just because.
One hat.
Yeah, for the Google ads,
go
it would
ahead.
Be $449. If you wanted to do the Facebook ads, it would be $299. So it just really depends on kind of what you're looking for your marketing. Yeah, you know, and I have to say real quick, though, I mean, I just recently learned this, but I'm sure that you know that asbestos used to be marketed as, like, fake snow. You know that, right? I thought that was so interesting.
How old are you that you said that?
I'm 32.
Oh, 32. Fake snow. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Did
you know that?
That is so funny. No, I didn't.
I didn't,
but you know what I'm saying? It can be.
Right. Well, so in The Wizard of Oz, they actually used asbestos as the snow in Wizard of Oz. So they would do that in movies. And then I think it was the 60s or the 50s that they used to put snow in a box. And it was actually asbestos that they were selling the children as fake snow. Isn't that crazy?
It is. Now that I didn't know, and I've been in this industry, right?
You should really check it out. I think it is the funniest thing.
96, and I mean that's just incredible. But I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But okay, so get back to this. The popular directory. The Google business profile. I don't want to be bothered with nothing on Facebook. I really don't.
Okay.
Nothing
that's fair.
Facebook. And, you know, that's not where you go.
I mean, I'll just be completely upfront with you, Marie. Like, I really, from listening to everything that you've been saying, you know, and what you're kind of looking for, I mean, it's just really the bottom line is the Platinum Premier. I know it is our most expensive. And look, I don't normally tell this to people. I mean, I would just say start with the Pro Package to most people. But, you know, because you're looking for kind of a larger area to market for more specific locations, I mean, it's just really your only bet would be to be doing the Google ads. I mean, that would just be the only bet you would have for doing anything
Google. Send me a Google ad so I can see what you're talking about. Can you send me the Google? Wait, are you talking about what they're doing with paying per click?
Yes, but this would be a package deal. So you wouldn't actually be paying per click. So we would manage the pay-per-click campaign.
I know I'm not going to pay $1,100 a month. If the first time I pay $1,100 and I don't get one job, I would be screaming at you.
No. The first time you would pay $449. So it would be $449 today, and then it would be a flat fixed rate. So that would be $449 month to month. So, but I'll just send you a link. Hold on one second.
Yeah, I want to see what you're talking about when you're saying these Google ads. I got to get out of this car, too. And I'm supposed to have been in here doing this estimate, and I'm still on the phone. I told the lady I have it by 6, and it's not getting ready to happen.
So this is just Google, the Google search that I did, right? So I'm going to send that to you in a text. Right, and so the top people that you're going to see in the ad here are going to be asbestos removal, highly skilled specialists, and asbestos removal quotes. So I just searched asbestos
Chicago. No, like in environmental development, they always come up there all the time.
Well, they probably spend a lot of money in their marketing, I'm sure. But, you know,
they don't have one.
So these are just the people.
They don't have...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
To spend all that money, that's what I'm saying. Huh. Right. See, I know them. Okay. And see, Angie, they do.
Yeah. Let's see. The top 10. Yeah, they come in with the top 10 asbestos removal services. That, like I was saying. So they're coming up there at the bottom for the top 10 people. Let's see if you're even in that.
Yeah, I'm looking, and
I don't see
looking to see where my company is falling.
Okay, I see you coming up below that.
They get just. You see me?
Yeah, I see you coming up below the top 10. So there's the top 10 people, and then you come below that.
I haven't seen it yet. See, but a lot of these, I already know they already pay. You know, they pay per click. I don't know. I guess I gotta. See, you know, and I'm getting ready to get. Well, the best thing to do is to. I'm coming to the end. What is it? Like the 15th of the month or something is where I'm at on Angie's ad.
Okay.
Which I'm about to stop now, you know, and then I'll do something. If you can give me something, you know, where I can see you saying you do web pages and all that too?
Yeah, so that was the other thing I was going to say. We can definitely create you a website. I'll send you a link of a customer of ours. They are actually ranking on the first page. It's they've been with us for 4 years. Just keep in mind, obviously, they are a landscaper out of North Carolina. So obviously your website would look different. But it's just an example of a website that we can do. So.
Okay, well, I'm going to look at it. This is what I'll do. Do you have my number? Maybe you can call me back tomorrow because I really have to get this proposal out for this job that I looked at. I'm not supposed to have that six, and I got less than 20 minutes.
Okay, definitely. I'll send you my extension and phone number as well, Marie. What time works for you to call you tomorrow?
Okay, Jesse. Okay. Let's see. I'm not sure. Where are you at?
I'm in Southern California, in Orange County.
California. Okay, so,
So the earliest I'd be able to call
you...
I have
to work. I'm working, you know, that's the thing. I'm working on a job. I'm not going to be able to access a computer. You know, unless you want to call me back, maybe say tomorrow by 4 p.m. my time. And just say like this, I'm in Chicago. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
By 4 p.m. my time, it'll be better.
Okay.
I might think I'm going to be finishing this job tomorrow, so...
Okay, Marie, I'll go ahead and give you a call at 4 and we can see what we can do with, you know, the listing, okay?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, do that, and then I'm going to check out the stuff that you sent me, okay?
Okay, and hey, you know what? It has been a pleasure talking to you, though, and I'm glad I got to share that snow thing with you.
Yeah, that was funny. Because I've never heard of that before at all.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Okay, all right. Well, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, you too, and thank you so much.
All right, bye, Marie.
All right, bye. Talk to you tomorrow.